Nolte, Washington Post won't return fake Pulitzer, stands by Russia reporting. By John Nolte on May 17, 2023. Both the far-left New York Times and Washington Post refused to return Pulitzers for spreading the lie former President Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 presidential election. Would Hitler return a fake Pulitzer? Now that the Monday release of the Durham report has debunked every facet of the Russia collusion allegation and proved the whole thing was a politically motivated smear campaign invented by Hillary Clinton, blessed by Barack Obama, and furthered by the FBI, there have been numerous calls for these left-wing outlets to return their fake Pulitzers. Why should someone be rewarded for spreading a hoax? The thinking goes, well, I will and have argued that these corporate news outlets knew all along it was a hoax. Of course, they did. The corporate media knew it was being lied to by the FBI and wanted to be lied to by the FBI. In other words, the media's goal had nothing to do with the truth and everything to do with coordinating a coup with the FBI against a legally elected American president. The Daily Mail asked both the New York Times and Washington Post if they intend to return their fake Pulitzers. The Times didn't respond. The financially failing Post said, "The Post stands by its reporting." Of course, the Post stands by its lies. Like the New York Times and CNN, the lies were the point. Why would the Post or Times return a fake Pulitzer for lying? Why would CNN retract its lies when the point of the lies stands? Work with the FBI to formulate a coup against a sitting president. Retractions and returning fake Pulitzers are acts of contrition, an acknowledgement you did something wrong. The Times, Post, and CNN will never admit to doing anything wrong because, in their corrupt eyes, they did nothing wrong. Spreading bald-faced lies to rid the country of Trump is seen by the corporate media as virtuous, not shameful. Flashback, McEnany, time for New York Times, Washington Post to hand back their Pulitzers. In the fascist eyes of the news media, they earned these awards. They worked hard to conspire with the FBI to come up with these lies, so they had damn well better see something for it, preferably something shiny and hollow. You have to understand what has happened to the left in this country, which includes the corporate media. To them, the goal of an America living under centralized government fascism is so moral that anything done to further that goal is moral. It is insane to believe that news organizations championing burning black neighborhoods to the ground, the execution of police officers, the underage sex trafficking and poison of drugs pouring over our border, children mutilated forever with sex surgeries, and babies aborted after they are born, would even consider returning a fake Pulitzer over a little thing like lying. I'll ask again, would Hitler return a Pulitzer? Oh, you think that's going too far? These Nazis are mutilating children, butchering born alive babies, spying on presidential campaigns, encouraging their brown shirts in Black Lives Matter and Antifa to terrorize and destroy cities, and turned a mostly peaceful anti-vote fraud protest at the U.S. Capitol into a 21st century Reichstag fire. If you handed this media a red button that would give every Trump voter stomach cancer, the ensuing stampede to be the first to hit it would rattle the planet. Return a fake Pulitzer? Wake up. Do you have any idea about the monsters we are dealing with? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.